Our Father in heaven, thank you for the privilege of coming to worship today on this Sabbath day. We thank you for your love for us and your mercy, your forgiveness and your grace. We thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit with such a diverse group of people. And we thank you that you don't want us all to have to be exactly the same. We're all your children and you call us together as family to worship you in spirit and in truth. And I thank you for the gifts that have been brought in worship today and pray that you would bless each one of us now as we open your word together. May we hear a word from you that will bless our lives and help to work out your perfect will in each of our lives. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm sure the congregation was shocked as their pastor stood before them and uttered these words. I no longer believe that the fourth commandment, to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, is binding for New Testament Christians. I believe that the Sabbath has been replaced, abolished, done away with. I imagine restlessness among the body of believers who grew up believing that the seventh day was indeed the Sabbath of the Lord and their pastor was leading them that Sabbath morning. But there are many Christians who would agree with that pastor. They would say, yes, the Sabbath is passé, it's done away with, it's abolished. And they would reason like this. They would say, have you noticed in the New Testament that Jesus never gave specific instruction for his disciples to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? Have you also noticed that when Jesus quoted the commandments, as recorded in Luke 18, that he made no mention of the fourth commandment? Have you noticed that? Well, we're sitting here and we're saying, why then do we as Seventh-day Adventist Christians continue to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? What did Jesus teach about the Sabbath? And certainly there are many sincere Christians who have abandoned that teaching of Scripture. This is our third sermon in the series entitled, What Jesus Taught. And I'm not going to quote from any books to you today. You'd find books that would tell you all kinds of things. But I'd like to go to the Holy Scriptures, which I believe to be the Word of God. And in that Word, we'll ask what Jesus taught about the Sabbath. If we were simply to respond to the issues raised in the introduction, we might say, well, it is true that Jesus never gave specific instruction to his followers, either before or after his resurrection, that they should remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That is true. It is also true, though, that he didn't give specific instruction not to continue to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And all of his life he had honored the Sabbath, though he had constantly fought against a myriad of man-made regulations and distortions. Jesus himself prophesying, as recorded in Matthew 24, an event to take place almost 40 years later, he said, pray that your flight be not in the winter or on the Sabbath. Sounds like he expected that that would still be important for them. And in regards to the question of quoting the commandments, the story is one we looked at just a few weeks ago in Luke 18, where the rich young ruler comes and asks what he must do to inherit eternal life. And Jesus, trying to test him, says, keep the commandments, and then he quotes some of them. He actually quotes the seventh, then the sixth, and then the eighth, and then the ninth, and then the fifth, in that order. Now, You may have to study the passage and wonder why Jesus just quoted those and in that order, but who of us would say, well, it's true, he didn't quote the fourth, so I guess the Sabbath is no longer binding for New Testament Christians, but neither did he quote the first, which says, thou shalt have no other gods before me, so shall we abandon that one too? He didn't quote the second commandment, which says, don't bow down to any graven images, so shall we forget that one and bring in the icons? He didn't say anything about, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. So is that okay now? For New Testament Christians, you understand. And he said nothing about the one that slew the Apostle Paul when he was Saul, the self-righteous bigot. It was the tenth one about coveting that he said really did him in. Jesus didn't quote that one either. So maybe coveting is okay now in the New Testament era. I have not heard any Christians suggest that because all of those other commandments were not quoted, that they are all done away with. Have you? But rather than just respond to some of the issues that might have been raised in our introduction, I'd like to go to the Scriptures and ask, what did Jesus teach about the Sabbath? And I believe that you'll find some wonderful news there. So if you have your Bible, would you take it and open with me to Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2, and I'm reading verse 27. Good to hear your Bible opening up to that word of the Lord. Jesus is speaking in Mark chapter 2. We will discover what Jesus taught about the Sabbath. Mark chapter 2 and verse 27. And Jesus said to them, are you following along in your Bible? Jesus said to them, the Sabbath was made, what? For man. Not man for the Sabbath. He says, you're missing something here, and we'll look at the context in just a minute, but you seem to have the idea that God created the Sabbath, and he said, I've got to find some people to force to keep it. Let's make some people. Let's create a hoop that they can jump through in order to please me. Jesus said, you don't understand. The Sabbath was not somehow made and then man made to keep it. The Sabbath was made for man's benefit. The Sabbath is a blessing. Well, look at the context. Mark chapter 2. Now it happened, verse 23 of Mark 2, that Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and as they went, his disciples began to pluck the heads of grain. You can imagine the scene. They're walking through the fields and feeling a little hungry. There's a few grains right there by their hands. They pick them and start to chomp on them, and the Pharisees see that, and they say, wait a minute, that's illegal. We have a myriad of man-made regulations, you know. We want to protect the edges of the Sabbath. We want everything to be done just right. And that is against our rules. Look, why do they do what is not lawful on the Sabbath? They had turned the Sabbath into a burden. They had mutilated God's blessing. And it had become a yoke that no one could bear. Jesus says in verse 27, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. And who would know better the true meaning and purpose of the Sabbath than the Son of Man? For the book of John tells us that that Word, who was with God in the beginning, you remember the text in John 1, He made all things, the Scripture says. And in verse 14 of John 1, it was that Word, Son of God, who made all things. That Word became what? Flesh and dwelt among us. He knew what the Sabbath was about. He was the one that created the Sabbath. And he says, the Sabbath was made for man. Not man for the Sabbath. And by the way, verse 28, that is why the Son of Man could claim to be Lord of the Sabbath. I know what the Sabbath is for, he said. He created the Sabbath. And you have turned it into a burden instead of a blessing. The Sabbath is a blessing. The Bible says 6 days you shall what? Labor and do all your work. And you know, some of you here, maybe most of you, that if you did not have the blessing of the Sabbath, you would be working 7 days a week. Am I telling the truth? 24/7, 365, and you'd feel guilty taking a day off. God says, I want to bless you. This is not some kind of legalistic obligation, some kind of hoop that you have to jump through. The Sabbath is a blessing every week because it reminds you who you are and who God is. The Sabbath, which reminds us that our past is more than cosmic coincidences. Every week. The Sabbath that reminds us that our present is more than just making a living. Every week. The Sabbath that reminds us that our future is more than AARP and retirement. Every week. The Sabbath was made for man, Jesus said. What have you done to the Sabbath? You have mutilated it. You've made it a burden. That's not what God intended. The Sabbath is a blessing, a time of blessing, not only for you, but also for those around you. Now listen to me carefully. Jesus on one occasion, Matthew chapter 12, he actually had to say, it's okay to do good on the Sabbath. Duh. Because the Pharisees, the religious leaders, so busy with their man-made regulations, protecting everything, they didn't even want people to do works of kindness and mercy on the Sabbath. Jesus said, you are missing the point. It is good to do good on the Sabbath day. That means, if ever there was a day that God would want to use you to bless your neighbor, it's on the Sabbath day. Oh boy, think about that for a minute. So you come home and there's water running out of his garage. He's got a burst pipe. And you say, brother, I'll pray for you. See you at sundown. No. The Sabbath is a time of blessing. I remember going home one day and my attorney neighbor was in his driveway. It was the Sabbath. He couldn't get his car started. He was a fine Christian man, a Moravian. And he couldn't get his car started. He was stunned when I came over with my car and got the jumper cable. I had a suit on, took my jacket off. Let's get him going. That is very appropriate. I know some of you maybe wiggle. There is no better time to let God bless someone through you than on the Sabbath day. It's a time of blessing. Now, you don't have to help him remodel his chicken coop. You could plan that on another day. What did that tell him about our Jesus? Jesus says it's good to do good. The Sabbath is a time of blessing. But it's more than that. The Sabbath takes on new meaning after the fall. The Sabbath is not only a time of blessing, but Jesus teaches that the Sabbath is a time of healing. A time of healing. As I read through the gospel record, I see Jesus going out of his way to heal people on the Sabbath. You say, Jesus, don't you know what's going to happen? I mean, those people, those religious leaders, they are going to criticize you. They are going to dog your steps. Just heal on some other day. Jesus says, I can't. That is a distortion of the true meaning of the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a time for blessing and healing. I have to do good on the Sabbath day. Look at a couple of stories with me. First in John chapter 5. Take your Bible, look with me. A familiar miracle. You may not have realized that it happened according to John 5:9 on the Sabbath day. John chapter 5, the setting is a pool called Bethesda in Jerusalem. A man paralyzed for 38 years lying on a mat. We pick up the story in John 5 and verse 6. when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, what? He said, that's a silly question. Do you want to be made well? 38 years sick? But you see, this man is so depressed, he doesn't even say yes. Did you notice that? He is so down. He is so crushed that when Jesus says, do you want to be made well? He doesn't even say yes. But Jesus knows that there is no better time to heal than the Sabbath day. Are you listening? The Sabbath is a time of blessing and healing. And so he says to him in verse 8, rise. Take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made well and took up his bed and walked. You say, Jesus, why did you have to say that? Why didn't you just say, rise and walk? It would have been so much simpler. Because as soon as he picked up that mat, and by the way, have you ever imagined what that mat must have smelled like after 38 years of lying on it? I would have said, rise up and walk, forget the mat. Forget the mat. And Jesus, not only would I say forget the mat because it stinks, I would say forget the mat because of what's going to happen right after this. Verse 10, the Jews therefore said to him who was cured, it is the Sabbath, it is not lawful for you to carry your bed. They are so caught up with all of these regulations that they forget to see that a man who was laid out, paralyzed, for 38 years, has just been healed by the power of God. Well, that's against the rules. Can't carry the mat. And so you say, Jesus, I mean, why did you have him carry the mat? And the answer is simple. Because Jesus wanted to tell even his enemies, even his accusers, a truth about the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a time of blessing and healing. And I am not going to allow you to mutilate God's blessing. This is the truth. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Look at another story with me in Luke chapter 13. This is a powerful, powerful witness of how Jesus felt about the Sabbath. Luke chapter 13, beginning with verse 10. Luke 13, beginning with verse 10. The Bible says, now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. How long? 18 years. And was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. You see, Jesus knew there was no better day than the Sabbath day. The Sabbath is a time of blessing and healing. And he called her and said to her, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And oh, how I wish it would have said, and then everybody there said, hallelujah! What better day than the Sabbath day for this woman who had been bound by Satan for 18 years to be set free? But notice what happens. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, there are 6 days on which men ought to work, therefore come and be healed on them and not on the Sabbath day. And Jesus, the Lord, answered him. What does he say to this man? Hypocrite! Hypocrite! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman? Is it not right, one translation says, that this woman, a daughter of Abraham whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, is it not right that she should be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Jesus said, I have to tell you the truth about the Sabbath. Not a word about abolishing it or replacing it or doing away with it, but restoring it to what God intended it to be. A time of blessing and healing. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Actually, on one occasion, Jesus became quite angry. Mark chapter 3 records that story. It appears that these religious leaders, so anxious to have all of their man-made regulations, hundreds of them, all meticulously followed, so the Sabbath had lost all that God intended it to be and was now a terrible burden and a yoke. They apparently wanted to set Jesus up. Mark chapter 3, and he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a withered hand. You say, well, that was just perhaps a coincidence, and Jesus was always looking for someone to heal because there's no better day than the Sabbath day. It's a day of blessing and healing. But notice verse 2, they watched him closely. You almost feel a trap here. They watched him whether he would heal him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. And Jesus said to the man who had the withered hand, step forward. I imagine his enemies thinking we have him now. And maybe others said, no, he wouldn't do that. He'll just find some other way out of this. But Jesus said to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil? That's interesting because they were doing evil. To save life or to kill. But they kept silent. Now, I want you to notice verse 5 if you're following along in your Bible. How does Jesus feel about this mutilation of God's gift to us? How does he feel? What does the Bible say? It says he was angry. He was angry. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And the Bible says he stretched it out and his hand was restored as whole as the other. And everybody said, hallelujah, that's what the Sabbath's all about, blessing and healing. Oh, how I wish that was true. What a tragedy verse 6 records in Mark 3. Then the Pharisees went out and immediately plotted with the Herodians against him how they might destroy him. They didn't like the picture that Jesus painted of the Sabbath. It didn't fit with all of their regulations and all of their rules. But Jesus came to teach us the truth about the Sabbath. What God had given, that the Sabbath is a time of blessing and healing. It's made for our benefit. And we need the Sabbath, don't we? Because we need God's blessing, don't we? We need God's healing, don't we? And what better day than the Sabbath day? That's why we come together to worship. It would be okay to go to the mountains and just you and God, thinking about who God is and who you are. And I think there's times when that's really helpful, just to be alone. Jesus had times like that. But there's also times when it's good to be together and to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth and to be blessed as we hear the Word of God, to be blessed as we bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, to be blessed as we hear the truth of God's Word, which dispels Satan's lies, to be healed as we say, well, God, if you could do that for that woman, you could do it for me. To be healed as our loneliness is dispelled when people who love Jesus come around us. That's church. That's what the Sabbath is all about. That's what Jesus taught about the Sabbath. Not a hint about being done away with or abolished or replaced, but restoring it to all that God intended it to be as a precious gift from our Creator's hand. And God led you here today. Today is the Sabbath day. It's a day of blessing and healing. Some of you are here because it's a special weekend. And some of you are here because a friend invited you. And some of you are here because you're always here. But to each one of us, God gives an invitation. He says, do you need blessing from my hand today? I love to bless on the Sabbath day. It's made for you. To you, the Lord says, do you need healing today? I love to heal on the Sabbath day. The Sabbath is a time of blessing and healing. What an amazing thought. That today, this Sabbath day, could be a time of blessing and healing for you. And for you. And for you. And for me. The Lord of the Sabbath welcomes us. There's an old hymn that I love to sing. I want you to listen to the tune, and as you listen to it, see if you can recognize the words. There is a place of quiet rest, the hymn writer wrote, near to the heart of God. A place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before Thee. Near to the heart of God. No better day than the Sabbath day. I want you to take your hymnal to 495. Just stay seated right there. But I want you to begin to sing it. And before we sing, I want you to think about your need today. You say, I need the blessing of the Lord today. It's the Sabbath day. It's the day of blessing and healing. I need God's blessing. While we sing this song, I want to invite you just to come forward, and we're going to pray here if you need the blessing of God today. He brought you here. Today is the Sabbath day, a time of blessing and healing. There may be someone you say, I need healing today. I'm not going to tell God how to do that or what kind of healing. I just know that I need healing in my life, and I'm going to just give God permission. Say, God, it's the Sabbath day, a time of a blessing and healing. No better day than this day. Now, I know not all of you will say, I need God's blessing or God's healing, but I would invite all of you to be praying while you sing, because God brought someone here today who needs the blessing of God today. Do you believe that? God brought someone who needs healing today, happened to be sitting in the synagogue. Maybe it was just a setup, but Jesus said, I've got to tell the truth about the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man, a time of blessing and healing. So while we sing the song, you just get up and you come forward, and we're going to kneel here. I'm going to invite some of the elders to come to pray for those who come forward. That this Sabbath could be a time of blessing and healing for you. That's what Jesus desired. That's the truth that Jesus taught about the Sabbath. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where. Just come now, if you want to say, Lord, I need that blessing for my life, just come to the side where there's some room. And those of us, as we sing, let's pray for those who need God's special blessing today, who need God's healing according to His will. Let's continue to sing the second stanza. There is a place of thank you, Lord, that you hear the prayers of your people even now. Thank you for the Sabbath, a time of blessing and healing. Maybe there's someone else who needs to come just now for a special prayer. Just come. God knows your heart. Together now. There is a place of glory near to the heart of God. Lord, we thank you for each one who's come forward for special prayer. Bless them. Us who are gathered here to join in prayer, let us kneel together as we pray a special blessing for each one here, each family represented, and each special prayer request that's come before the throne of God. Those who came forward and those who even now kneel in their pew, in the balcony, in the garden chapel, perhaps even listening to this recording, you slip to your knees and we come before the Lord. To praise Him, Lord of the Sabbath, who gave such a precious gift, not a burden, but a blessing. Holy Father, in Jesus' name, Jesus, who wanted us to understand the truth about the Sabbath day, and as we thought about the tragedy that some of the people in Jesus' day fell into, of mutilating your blessing and making it a burden, we don't want that to happen in our lives. We don't want to have some kind of cold, harsh, legalistic attitude. Neither do we want to throw away your blessing. We want to thank you for the gift of the Sabbath. A time of blessing and healing. We thank you, Jesus, Lord of the Sabbath, that you wanted the truth to be known, even though it cost you your life, because it was the truth about a God who loves us and gives Himself for us to save us. And the Sabbath is a time to celebrate that. Jesus, who is our righteousness. Jesus, who is our perfect Savior. Thank you for this Sabbath. And thank you for those here today who recognize that this is a time when they need God's blessing, God's healing. Lord, for all of us who bow before you, you know the special blessing that we need and you long to give us. And you love to do that. And the Sabbath is the most appropriate time because it is a time when you love to bless. So thank you for all who bow before you, giving you permission to do whatever you need to do. And Holy Father, there are some in need of healing here today. We do not claim to want to tell you what to do for them, but you love them. You say it is good to do good. Is it not right that these people would be set free on the Sabbath day? So, Lord, you know their need emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, socially. You know their need. Bless them. We know you want to. Thank you for calling them to give you permission to do that. And God, if we have harbored any kind of distorted view about the Sabbath, we pray that the truth of your word would set us free to rejoice in your Sabbath as a time of blessing and healing, to praise you for this gift, this sanctuary in time, to remember who we are and who you are. Thank you for the blessings of this Sabbath day. Thank you most of all for who you are, for your love and faithfulness to us, and for the blessings and the healing that you give us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to another special American Cassette Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. International copyright 2002, American Cassette Ministries, all rights reserved. For additional cassettes by this speaker or for a free catalog of other American Cassette Ministry cassettes, please contact us as follows. To order toll-free in the United States and Canada, dial 800-233-4450. For international calls, dial 717-652-7000. For fax orders, dial 717-652-9050. Our internet email address is info@americancassette.org.